Praise God. Tonight, I'm going to talk a little bit about distractions. At the beginning of the year, the district missionary asked me to speak for 5 minutes on not warfare, but the elephant in the room. What do you do about distractions and something about distractions? So I just created a little snippet of distractions, but I just want to start off with, we're here. God is raising up an army of warriors for the last year. That's where I tend to start if I have to speak or if it's minister's night. And I want to share my first scripture is 2 Timothy 2, verses 1 through 4. And the word of the Lord says, "Thou, therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. Thou, therefore, endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ." Verse 4 says, "No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier." Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you that you have chosen us to be soldiers. We didn't enlist ourselves. You chose us. You picked us out. You handpicked us, and you placed us right here in the center of your will in this designated place. So God, we thank you for life, health, and strength. And we bless you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Praise God. I have my phone. I do have a Bible. But I'm just using my phone this evening. Hebrews 12, verses 1 through 2 in the Amplified Version. For some reason, this scripture has, you shaking your head, has been with me for months. And it reads, therefore, this is the Amplified Version, Hebrews 12, 1 and 2. "Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses who by faith have testified to the truth of God's absolute faithfulness, stripping off every unnecessary weight and the sin which so easily and cleverly entangles us, let us run with endurance and active persistence the race that is set before us." Verse 2 says, "Looking away from all that will distract us and focusing our eyes on Jesus, who is the author and perfecter of faith, who for the joy of accomplishing the goal set before him endured the cross, disregarding the shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God, revealing his deity, his authority, and the completion of his work." So for a few minutes tonight, I just want to focus on looking away from all that will distract us and focusing our eyes on Jesus. Looking away from everything that will distract us. So as Deacon Ruben said, we can complete the assignment. So we can complete the assignment. Amen. What is a distraction? Well, a distraction is a thing. It could be a person, a place, a thing. It could be an idea. It can be a thought. Sometimes our thoughts distract us. These things prevent someone from giving something or someone their full attention. The Bible says, looking away from all that will distract us and focusing our eyes on Jesus. So many distractions come. It can be Netflix. What are some other distractions? Shopping. I hear about shopping at the mall. I hear lots distracted driving. One of the ladies talked about she had her grandchild in the back seat and she was trying to get to church and she was hitting it. And she was so distracted that she actually was speeding in the car. So we know that we have to guard our mind. We have to grab it and pull it back in, reel it back in so that we can focus on what we need to focus on. Distraction is also an art. It is the art or the state of being distracted. People can cause mental confusion. Ideas can cause mental confusion. We know that confusion is not what? God is not the author of any type of confusion. So when confusion comes, that is a red flag. Hey, I'm distracted. I need to slow down, pump the brakes, and reset my eyes, looking to Jesus, looking away from everything that distracts us. I grew up in Chicago, and from a young child, I took the city buses. So we would always see my brother and I. We took two buses and an L to school. And on the L, during rush hour, you would see people with these newspapers folded up, and they would bump into someone. And when they bumped into that person, they robbed them. They picked their pocket. They stuck their hand in their purse. They robbed them. And so that's what the enemy's goal is when he distracts us. He comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And he's on his job. But, you know, we have a God who is with us at all times. And if we continue, if we train our minds to focus on him, he's with me, to be aware that God is actually not only with me, but in me. Amen. Amen. We have what we need to win this thing. We have what we need to run our race with patience, to endure to the end. Amen. But yes, the thief, the pickpockets, they would rob you. And we cannot allow the enemy to rob us. We cannot. What does he want to steal? One young lady said, he want to steal our joy. I was like, you're right, baby. Yes, he does. He wants to steal our joy, our peace, our future, our destiny, our salvation. He wants to kill us. He wants to steal our lives. He wants to eradicate you and me. He wants to do it. He wants to kill, steal, and destroy you. Yeah, you are that important. Did you know that? You do have purpose. Yeah, did you know that's why the enemy is out to get you? Amen. But, woo! The rest of that verse says, Jesus came, hallelujah, that we might have life and have it more abundantly. Amen. Amen. So no, we're not going to allow Satan to steal our destiny, our calling, our gifts, our talents, our salvation, our life. Ooh, and the promises of God, even the prophecies that have been spoken over your lives. Amen. We are not going to be distracted. We refuse to be tricked. Amen. Because we want everything that God has for us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And if he promises, he's faithful. He's faithful to do it. Amen. He that promised is faithful. He's faithful. Amen. Amen. Praise God. So distraction is the process of diverting someone's attention from the desired area of focus. Another thing is I remember understanding this, getting a little bit of understanding about how, you know, you're supposed to get up in the morning and pray, but that bed is so nice and warm. Anyway, that's just me. Y'all pray for me. But that's a distraction. That is a distraction because, you know, you may have a set time with God. And if you don't show up, he's waiting on you to come into his presence because he has so much for us. He wants to touch us. He wants to give us something. He wants to reveal another part of himself to us. But if we're distracted by that nice down comforter, woo, we will miss it. We will miss it. And the enemy is using those type of distractions to hinder us, to keep us out of the presence of God. Even on Sunday morning, I heard somebody, I'm not going to call her name. She was saying she was sick. She got up Sunday morning. She worked all week, right? Saturday, she did what she was supposed to do. But Sunday morning, oh, she was sick. Oh, my stomach. Oh, I'm going to stay home. So she stayed in the bed. Now, our service is over between 10:30 and 10:45. About 10:45, her stomach stopped hurting. And she got out the bed. She was, oh, I'm hungry. What I'm cooking? See, she started because she distractions. So we need to be in the place that God has designated for us to be. Amen. You know, people say, oh, you go to church with this and that and that. Actually, people don't say that to me because I like people to mind their own business. But I'm saying, if God is calling you into his presence and he's calling you to church, you need to keep on coming. I know I'm preaching to the choir. Amen, choir. Praise God. But distraction, missing Sunday service, missing weeknights, ooh, not picking up that Bible, missing our times of devotion, not meditating on the word. Amen. Not opening up to the Holy Spirit, being distracted. Ooh, it's so much, but we have the victory. God causes us to triumph in every situation. He really does. Distraction can be caused by the lack of ability to pay attention. I must discipline myself to pay attention. The deacon was just talking about that. Be alert. Be sober. Be vigilant. We have an enemy, and he's walking around seeking whom he can devour. It's not going to be us, amen. He's not going to devour us. Not going to devour in my house. Amen. Not in my church. Amen. Not on my job. No. Hallelujah. We have to be attentive. Sometimes we lack interest. But the worship song was falling in love with Jesus. How can we lack interest in somebody we're in love with? You know, when you're in love with somebody, you trying to text them, you're trying to call them, you got them on, what, 360 GPS, where they at? Are they almost here? They still at work? All that kind of stuff, you know. So we must develop continually, develop our relationship with God. Amen. I have 5 minutes. I had the privilege of speaking with ministering to a group of women 40 and under who had metastatic breast cancer. And we talked about the number one spiritual resource that gave them strength and hope. Prayer was number two. The first one was their relationship with God. Now, I had done some research. There's scientific proof that God, hallelujah, will strengthen you. There's scientific proof. I got the article in my bag. But the number one resource was their relationship with God. And this, in the article, it was characterized by, I know God is with me. I trust God. And their relationship was, they were free falling, and God's big hands were underneath them to catch them. That's how the researchers wrote out into words what these women were dealing with. And I was in a room with about 40 women under the age of 40, dealing, living and dying with metastatic breast cancer. And many of them affirmed that. They confirmed that. They trust God. We got to trust God too. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. That relationship was their lifeline. Hallelujah. That relationship gave them strength and hope to fight another day. Hallelujah. So we think, woo, hallelujah. We have to strengthen that thing, nurture it, get in his face, ask him twice. Did you say this, Lord? You know, confirm it, whatever. Those women were trusting the Lord. So God is so important in our lives, our relationship with God. Moving quickly, we have internal distractions and external. I mentioned our thoughts. Sometimes we just need to be delivered in the mind. Ah, deliver us, Lord. Sometimes we need to be delivered from the past. Hallelujah. Deliver us again, God. I know I got delivered in 86, but God, deliver me again. Hallelujah. And the Bible says, cast down those thoughts and every high thing that exalts itself against. Listen, the word of God, against what God has spoken to you. Cast it down. The weapons of our warfare, they're not all that guns and shit. They're mighty through God. They're spiritual weapons. Mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Amen. Internal distractions, external distractions, people, places, things, whatever. But in conclusion, hallelujah, we got a race to run. And I love Hebrews 12. It talks about we have so great a cloud of witnesses. Glory to God. And then Hebrews 11 talks about those mighty men and women of faith. Hallelujah. And how they subdued kingdoms. How they, oh my God, they did mighty, mighty, mighty things. Can I please get Hebrews 11 up here? Oh, I think it's about verse 4 or 5. It might be 12. I don't know, but it's in there. It's a beautiful, beautiful chapter. It talks about men and women of faith. Women received their dead back to life. Oh my God. Sarah received strength to conceive. Amen. Oh my God. They birthed it. Lord, I thank you. Hebrews 11. But anyway, racehorses. We got to run our race. My race is not your race. Amen. I'm glad my race ain't your race. Because I can't do yours. I got to do what God, listen, we got to do what he tells us to do. I got to do what he tells me to do. You got to do what he tells you to do. Do it. Do it. Do it. Race horses. You've seen harness racing, race horses. Now, they kind of dumb. That's what I heard. I read this somewhere. Horses. I don't know. They look smart to me, but whatever. But when they're racing, if they don't have this blinder on, they're always looking over to the side. See, okay, they're going to come, instead of going straight ahead, they're looking this way. So there's something called a blinder. A blinder. It's a piece of generally thick leather, and they put it on the eyes so that they can't
So their vision, they can see straight ahead. They can't see who's gaining. They can't see what's going on over there. They can't see the hay over here. They got a one-track mind. They are headed for it. They are moving forward in the name of Jesus. And so we need to make sure we put on our spiritual blinders, because on the right hand, there's some stuff going on. On the left hand, there's some stuff going on. I'm not competing with this one. I'm not competing with that one. I'm trying to get to where God is pulling me, where he's, oh, hallelujah, where he is beckoning me. Hallelujah. He said, come on, baby. Come on, baby. Come on, you can do this. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We got to complete the assignment. You each have an assignment. We have a corporate assignment. We have individual. We have family assignments. And we will complete it. Hallelujah. We will have the victory. We're moving forward. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen.